Você quer justificar o quê? Mal chega em casa, quer bater. E diz que tudo é culpa dela, por não querer te obedecer. Yeah. Você chega tarde da faca.
Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up? Hello, 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 CJSF, all our evening listeners. You're tuned into 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is... And that's...
I'm Vincent.
And here we about to get you started with some slick stuff today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Plants, factories, and other industrial facilities emit climate-warming gases, along with additional pollutants that harm human health.
Over 8 million people a year die from air pollution, and that's pollutants like SO2, NOx, PM2.5. And those are typically emitted by the same facilities that are emitting a lot of greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane.
Gavin McCormick is with Climate Trace, an initiative that uses satellite data to track pollution from millions of facilities around the world. It monitors not only climate warming emissions, but other harmful pollutants as well. And it makes that information public at climatetrace.org. Users can zoom in on a map to learn about pollution sources in any community. And for more than 2,500 urban areas, the tool shows where plumes of pollution travel as they drift through the air.
So you can absolutely see when you look at a city that certain neighborhoods are heavily, heavily experiencing more pollution.
They're often areas that have suffered disinvestment for decades.
And so there's a racial component, there's an economic component.
So the data helps identify communities where solutions are needed most. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
waiting for our moments to break through.
Party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Hello, hello, CJSF. This is 94.1 FM, Barnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
Vincent.
And we're about to get you started off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... Today, I'll be talking about, and we'll all be talking about, our struggles in music and our biggest fears as young musicians. So, my biggest fear, I would say, is really putting myself out there and being afraid to show a side of me that a lot of people haven't seen. Sometimes, writing personal lyrics can expose yourself as a musician in ways that you don't want to, in ways that be shocking to people. So that's definitely a fear I have. Also, some people haven't seen me sing and it's kind of awkward. So that's a big roadblock that I need to overcome. Wouldn't you agree, guys?
Mm-hmm. Totes. So, why is my mic off?
So yeah, I think we can all relate to this a bit. And it's good to just put yourself out there because really, most people don't care. It's kind of like how in class you'll be really nervous and embarrassed when the teacher asks you a question and you get it wrong. But think about it this way. When other people get the question wrong, you don't even realize because you're not paying attention. And it's similar to that with music. If you do really bad, no one's going to notice. It's going to fly under the radar. No one's going to think about it for too long. And you just got to get yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. So, what about you, Kyle? What's your biggest fear?
Personally, my biggest fear is not belonging in a group. That's my biggest fear, is that I'm not gonna fit anywhere. I'm not gonna have my place. I'm not gonna be a part of the puzzle. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna paint a beautiful picture with my extremely skilled lyricism. You know? Yeah. I mean, I love making music. I absolutely love making music. I've been making music for about 3 years. But when you feel like you can't belong, it really shuts you down and it really just puts you in a dark place. So.
I can definitely relate. Usually, when I show up to a new scene, I'm always doubtful of my skill, and I think that's a good thing. There's some people that are arrogant and they're overconfident, and it's a bit difficult to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good to put yourself out there. Even when you doubt your skill, you need to just be ready to put yourself out there.
Absolutely. That's all we're doing in art, is representing who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that I do in my music. I mean, I make rap music or hip-hop music specifically, and that's all I ever try to do is represent myself. Like, I try displaying how much I love the genre of music, where I say, the moment my fingers in porn grab hold of the strong blue straw on my pen, the sensation begins. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's how it feels when I pick up the pen. That's what I'm saying, is I feel like an overwhelming emotion come over my body, and it's just I want to express it as loud as I can. That's what I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Anyways, next up is What Happens If I Can't Check My MySpace Tonight by Attack.
Yeah.
Suffocated in me, and then I felt the obscene.